Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, I am happy to report that we are opening up slowly but surely. And here to tell us the new rules is Kim Fuller. Kim?
Good afternoon, everybody. If you watched the board meeting yesterday, for a little bit at the end there, we talked about some of these opening guidelines, opening rules. So I'm going to go through that. So actually, I even told Mr. Fearing, I said, by the way, this is going to be a long one. So if you want to leave halfway through, I'd understand. So you might get ready. Let's first talk about the waiver situation, some emergency rules based upon opening. We think that we'll be opening fair. I mean, we're getting to open now. We're opening some things now, and guests are being allowed, and so that's moving along. What's not moving, except for the gym, is the indoor stuff, but we think that's coming pretty quickly, hopefully within the next 1 to 3 weeks. Now, I've already talked to you all about the waivers, and there was a concern about, one, could the HOA require a waiver? That determination was made. I already gave you that podcast that the HOA may require a waiver. Residents do not have unrestricted use of community facilities, of common area property. Now, keep in mind, there was no insurance for COVID. I've talked about that a lot. And at this point in opening, I believe the board's biggest concern in listening through 6 hours of a meeting yesterday is to make sure we are legally not liable for a COVID claim. That board, I think by majority opinion, wants to open everything right now if they could. But we have to follow state rules and state law in order to ensure that we don't get a COVID claim, because residents, we'd be responsible for that. That could be a special assessment because there's no insurance for that. So the first item is, yes, the board may require a waiver. Now, reasons for waiver, very simply, it's to protect the HOA assets. They're your assets. We're protecting you against frivolous claims and or people who want to file based upon a deep pocket. Waivers also make it clear in writing that a resident is responsible for their own action. So in the case of COVID, the waiver will say to the resident, you are responsible for everything regarding COVID. The HOA is not responsible. If you contract the COVID virus, it is not the HOA's fault. You have to take responsibility for those outcomes. Now, if the waiver becomes an important issue as far as opening, we then have to make the decision, okay, do we require everybody to sign a waiver? The board's position was, yes, we need every resident to sign a waiver if they're going to start using common area facilities, especially because of COVID. Now, what we did find out, as I told you before, we don't have a current rule for people like ceramics clubs or the art club or the mahjong people, all the card playing people. We don't have a rule that says we're going to require a waiver from you. We don't have that at the moment. That was found out in the investigation about doing waivers. We said, oh, there's no rule that says we can require one. There is a rule that says we can require a waiver for anybody using the fitness center or outdoor activities. So currently, if you sign up to use the gym, you click on a waiver. You have signed a waiver. People who play tennis, you signed a waiver. Pickleball, you signed a waiver. So all the outdoor activities, we can require a waiver. The dilemma is we don't have a requirement that says the men or women, when they go play billiards, have to sign a waiver. I don't have a rule that says everybody who plays cards has to sign a waiver. So if we're going to do that, we have to put a new rule in place. We have to put a rule in place that says we can require the waiver for all those other activities. Now, the interesting part was, let's talk about the normal process if we are to ask for a new rule. The normal process is the board would submit a rule change to the residents. It would go on public notice for 28 days. Then after the 28 days, the board would vote on that rule. And then it would become a new rule and could be implemented 15 days after the board votes. So if you think about that, that's roughly 45 days. Well, that process takes a little time, but what if we're able to open the clubhouses in 3 weeks? If the board's concern is we can't let anybody in the clubhouses until we get a waiver sign, and we can't get a waiver sign for 45 to 60 days, well, that means we can't open it up for a long time. So that wasn't an acceptable conclusion. So under the state law, the board may introduce what we call an emergency rule. And the board did that yesterday. And so the board implemented an emergency rule, and here's what it says. All residents and guests 18 years of age or older, and the parents or legal guardians of guests under 18 years of age, are required to sign an informed consent, release, and waiver before using the common area facilities, the associations, charter clubs, and resident groups' equipment, or participating in an association-sponsored activity. So that new rule is now in place as an emergency rule under the state law. It's good for 4 months. Now, what we've done is we've also made this public notice to all of you to give comment for 28 days. So we're really going down two paths. We're going down the emergency rule path so that we can implement this right now. And we're also putting it out for 28-day comment so the board can then vote as far as being implemented in the future beyond 4 months. So that's out there. The board also voted as part of the emergency rule law. We voted on the new waiver. And so that new waiver now can be implemented. Now, to back up, the concerns about the old waiver was, one, what if the HOA was responsible? The old waiver didn't have any wording about that. It basically said you're responsible no matter what. The new waiver does have language. If the HOA is responsible, then you could have a claim. There was also no wording to protect clubs and groups. That became an issue which was very, very valid to the board. So the new waiver does have release to make sure that people can't file an action against the clubs and groups. And the last part, the big concern, was guests. The whole issue of guests. And I did explain part of the reasons about guests. The CC&Rs and bylaws state, homeowners, you are financially responsible for your guests for all property damage. That's in there. If we can't collect from the guest and or their insurance company, we then could collect any amount due from a homeowner. That's in the CC&Rs, has nothing to do with the waiver. What was also not in the waiver, though, was that a homeowner would have to defend the HOA against a claim from a guest. That concerned people. They said, my goodness, if my guest files his lawsuit against the HOA, I have to pay for the lawsuit. And some people didn't think that was fair. So what we put in the language was this. If your guest signs a waiver, which they're required to do, they're supposed to sign a waiver. If the guest signs a waiver, then homeowner, you're no longer responsible if they file a lawsuit. So those were the three big items for which it was changed in the waiver. So that new waiver is going out. It's going to go out to all the clubs and groups. Staff will be sending that out by tomorrow. So the whole point was, if we're able to open within 45 days with the emergency rules in place, we can now get the waivers out. We need everybody to sign these waivers and get them back so that as soon as we open, you may then enter the building because we'll have a waiver on file. That's the reason for the Emergency Law Act action by the board. So hopefully that clears up how this waiver is going to work. Now, it was really to speed up this process. This 28-day process takes a little time. So now we can bypass that a little bit with an emergency rule. So what this means now is all residents and guests are now required to sign a waiver before using common area facilities. By implementing it now, we can get the waivers back so we're ready to go. Now, all of you who signed a waiver in the past, we recommend you sign a new one because the new one gives you more protection. The new one has better language so that you aren't personally responsible for certain things. Like, if you're not responsible for the injury, then then the HOA is. The new waiver says that. The old one does not. So be looking for the new waivers. If you plan on using the clubhouses and indoor activities, be sure to get a hold of the waiver so it gets signed so you'll be able to use the new activities. Now, the state has changed the guidelines, so let me go through them one by one. And if I miss something, let me know. But hopefully I get to most of them. Indoor gatherings. Indoor gatherings are now allowed. Three households can all gather indoors. It does mean your guests may stay overnight. It does mean you may have guests from outside the community. Okay, you can gather outside, outdoors too. Okay, ice and water machines outdoors have all been turned back on. That was a big complaint. Golf courses, tennis courts, the water was all off. Now, and by the way, the water was off for a very simple reason. The state said, turn it off. We couldn't turn it back on. Now we can turn it on. We have cleaning protocols that we can handle. Basic concept. Anything indoors, a mask is required at all times. Anything outdoors, masks are required if you can't maintain 6-foot social distancing. That's the basic rule. Keep that in mind. So, let's go through it. Waivers are now required for all residents and guests. Oh, by the way, I've typed all this up. It'll go out tomorrow morning. I got a couple additions. So those of you who don't want to listen to me for the next 20 minutes, this will all be in print form tomorrow morning. Okay, guests are not allowed for indoor activities. Guests are allowed for outdoor activities. Okay, as a basic concept, guests are not coming inside. We're not letting guests into the gym. There is an exception. There's always exceptions, right? You never know. The one exception is shadows. We're allowing guests for shadows. Reservations at shadows is no longer required. It's recommended because if you walk up and it's busy, you're not getting in. So we recommend that. But the exception is shadows. As I said before, guests are all out on streets, everywhere outdoor, community property outside. Guests are no problem. Putting course. Guests are allowed to use the putting course behind the Montecito Clubhouse. Reservations are not required for the putting course. The library is open. It's open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, closed on Sunday. Well, I guess that doesn't mean it's daily, huh? Okay, 9 to 4 daily. It should be 9 to 4 Monday through Saturday. Sunday is closed. It's now available to 4 people. It used to be 1 person, then 2 people. Now it's 4 people. If someone is waiting, there's a 15-minute time limit. Guests are not allowed for the library because that's indoor. Back to the same concept, indoors, no guests. Golf, no changes, but the water's been turned back on. The south side driving range is still closed, although the putting and chipping area remain open. That's been open on the south side. Indoor pool is still closed. The reason is the state law says indoor pools have to remain closed. It's that simple. Now, the Santa Rosa Pool. Okay, reservations are strongly recommended to be sure you have space available. We have occupancy limits, so it could fill up. Now, you don't have to have a reservation. You could walk up and try, but with limited space, if you don't have a reservation, if you just try to walk in, I think it's likely you won't be able to swim. So call for a reservation. If you don't have a reservation, you must check in at the desk. Residents and guests who have reservations, who have checked in, may use the pool and or furniture only during their reservation time. So let me explain. We're putting out some furniture around the pool. That does not mean people can walk in and sit by the pool. The only people that are allowed to use that furniture are the people who have a reservation to swim at that time. So if you want to sit by the pool, you need to make a reservation. If you walk in and there's space, they'll let you go out for that period of time. So follow me here. The pool deck is not open for just people to come and go as they please. Residents and guests, best to phone in, get your reservation. It's for an hour. It'll be like 55 minutes. And then you may use the pool and or sit by the pool, but then you must leave when your reservation's done for the next group. We had too much conflict trying to read the state orders as far as how the deck people would interact and how we have to maintain distancing, how we maintain occupancy loads, and how we clean. All these things came into effect. So furniture will be turned to the pool deck. Only the people during that time can use it. People can't just come off and sit by the pool. Guests are allowed during regular guest hours. So just like pre-COVID, you know, kids are allowed in one pool at a certain time, another pool, those same rules are in effect. Reservations for more than one person may be made by phone. So if you call up and say, oh, I would like to reserve 5 spots because you have, you know, your kids and grandkids, you need to do that by phone. And let's see, and then beginning Monday, April 5, is Monday April 5, I hope? Okay, the pool hours will be extended to 8 p.m., so we're going to stay open later, starting Monday with the new rules. Montecito Outdoor Pool, basically the same thing. Reservations strongly recommended to make sure you have space. If you have no reservations, you need to check in at the desk to see if there is space available. But don't waste your time coming down and get turned away. Call us first. Same rules apply. Only the people that have the reservations to swim may swim or use the furniture on the deck during that time, during their reservation time. Guests are allowed during the guest time. And yes, the Montecito pool will be open until 8 p.m. also. Okay, pickleball, tennis, bocce. These activities are going to return to pre-pandemic reservation rules. So, for instance, the pickleball club would has the priority to like 4 courts. They now get to go back to those priorities, and they would give our staff how many courts they want during what time of day. And then if they don't use the courts, they would release them. Pickleball, tennis, they would keep track of who's going to be playing during what time. But they may have now open play. A big key in the change of the process was this. In the very beginning, we were required not only to have occupancy limits, we were required to track every single person and who they were playing with at what time. Well, that makes life difficult. You know, that's why reservations, and we have to do it very carefully. Now we don't have that requirement of tracking specifically who you play with. So pickleball now, if they want to have open play, they may do it. Here's the requirement. You must maintain social distancing or wear a mask at all times. The furniture will be put back, but you must maintain distancing or wear a mask at all times. Guests are allowed for pickleball, tennis, and bocce during regular guest hours. Same rule for guests that might apply. Guests are required to check in before they play, period. Guests must check in. The reason is we must have a waiver on those guests. Okay, if you have a reservation and you're playing for an hour and a half, at the end of the hour and a half, if nobody's there to take over, you may continue to play. You can just keep going. Don't worry about it. If somebody comes along, they might then bump you off. But you don't have to leave unless somebody's there. We're opening all the bocce ball courts. Every other one was closed. So all the bocce ball courts are open. Same rules apply. If you maintain 6 feet, no mask. If you can't, wear a mask. The Santa Rosa patio, All that furniture is being returned. The difference is we now, our cleaning protocols for outdoor furniture is down to, we have to clean it once a day. It used to be we had to clean it after every single person used it, and we didn't think we could do that before, and that's why it was removed. Dog parks. Reservations are no longer required for the dog parks. The water's being turned on. Staff will be cleaning the water spigots under the state order once per day. Furniture will be returned to the dog parks also. And by the way, I would suggest bring your own wipes. You know, wipe off the furniture and stuff before you use it if you like. Same rules apply outdoor. If you maintain 6 feet, you don't have to wear a mask. If you can't maintain 6 feet, you got to wear a mask. The fitness centers are open. Reservations, once again, are recommended, but not required. If you happen to walk in, there's space, they'll let you in. Indoors, no guests for the fitness center at this time, no guests. Residents, please wipe down your machine before and after use. We would need your help on this one in order to keep going and try to maintain state safety protocol. Reservations now will be extended. In the past, because of the cleaning protocols and the state requirements, your reservation was for 45 minutes, and then there was a 15-minute break where we would have staff go around to wipe everything down and make sure one group left before the next group came in. Because those same cleaning protocols are no longer required, your reservation will now move, beginning next week, to 55 minutes. So when you come in, you'll come in at your time. And that changes. You used to come in 5 minutes before. Nope, don't come in 5 minutes before anymore. Come in at your time, but your reservation will be for 55 minutes. You then need to leave. That gives us the 5 minutes between two groups of people so we don't violate occupancy load limits. Beginning next Monday, the fitness centers will also stay open until 8 o'clock. Capacity of the gym, Montecito, 13 people. Santa Rosa, 9 people. We have to maintain that. So reservations are for that capacity limit. Masks are required indoors no matter what. Social distancing is still required even though you have a mask. You may arrive at your reservation time. You must leave on time. When the next week, it'll be 55 minutes. Temperatures will still be taken. So keep that in mind. Above 100 degrees, you can't come in. Everyone will have to do the waivers. I've already talked about that. Gym hours beginning next Monday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. I only got about a page to go. I'm getting there. Okay. All the small equipment's been removed. The cleaning protocols on small equipment and shared equipment was too difficult. We can't implement that at the moment. Let's see what else I got here. Per the state order, the lockers, water showers, gathering chairs, tables indoors is still not allowed. So the water is turned off inside for the gym. We're able to turn on the outdoor water, but we can't turn on the indoor water. And by the way, folks, I understand it's not consistent. We go through this just because it's good for one group. It doesn't mean it's good for another group. You know, it's the way it is. Fitness classes will slowly start to move indoors. So eventually in the next 2 to 3 weeks, the outdoor setup will be gone. Shadows. Okay, shadows, effective immediately. They've already been implemented. Guests are allowed. You don't have to have a reservation. We strongly recommend it. Delivery will end on 3/31. Those of you who've participated in the delivery program, we will need to stop that. We need the staff, and we need the truck, the little mini truck. Delivery would take us an average of about 30 minutes per delivery. So we're going to have to bring that to a halt now that Shadows is opening. Okay, there will be an 8 people per table maximum, whether it's indoors or outdoors. No changing of tables still. Temperatures will still be checked. If you're over 100 degrees, you may not enter. Masks are required upon entering Shadows It's required while you walk to your table. You may take the mask off when you get to your table. You need to wear the mask when you leave, when you get up, whether you go to the restroom or leave. Indoor capacity is 24 people. That's all we're allowed. Outdoor is not a capacity limit. It's a distancing limit requirement. We have to have so much space. So in a nutshell, that's the opening guidelines for the moment. We are hopeful, very hopeful, that in the next week or so, we will move to the next tier. And that will mean in the next tier, virtually every club and group will be allowed to open with limited capacity requirements. So for all the clubs and groups, get those waivers back in so the minute it opens, you'll be able to access the buildings. Without a waiver, we're going to be doing a master list. We will not let you have access. Now, yes, you only need to sign one waiver. If you belong to five clubs, they're all going to send you one. You only need to fill out one and tell the other people, I filled out one and already turned it in. Staff's now working on a new master list so that each year we won't have to do this over. We will just send the waiver to the new people who haven't signed one. That's the goal in order to streamline that possibility. It will also mean with the next group, it'll be possible for some of the, like a Tutabella, to operate. Because at 50% capacity, it could be we get up to around 170 to 175 people in that room. So be sure things like Meet and Eat and Tutabella contact us about operating once we get to the next level with the new capacity limits. In the meantime, if you have questions, let me know. We have a board election 1 week from today. If you haven't voted, please fill out a ballot, drop it off. I wouldn't trust mail. If it doesn't get there by Friday, it's not going to be counted. But we have ballot boxes in each clubhouse, so drop it off. And then other than that, I wish you well, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
And let the record show that I stuck around for the entire presentation. Until next time, bye-bye.